Hi, Bryce.
How are we doing?
Hey, Bryce. I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. My name is John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, pretty good. She explained most of the questions I had, answered all my questions thoroughly, so.
Awesome. She wanted me to go over some
the
pricing.
Yeah, I just need to know pricing and everything before I make a final decision.
Gotcha. Okay. Before I dive into the pricing, did you have any other questions for me about the services or how it works?
How can I guarantee that I will be getting more leads and more customers from this?
Well, Google doesn't want us to, like, guarantee you jobs, but you'll definitely get leads. They don't want us to tell you a certain number of leads because we don't charge.
No, that makes sense. But how can I guarantee that me buying this service will benefit myself and my company?
Well, I mean, if you look at the history of it, so if you look up the most profitable ways for a business owner to advertise over the last 15 years, it's been this. I mean, even some of the stuff that I see you're on right now is paying Google to advertise and get the leads that they're selling to you, you know? It's just Google doesn't want us to, like, say guarantee unless you're actually doing Google Guarantee, which is a guaranteed leads program. And then I don't know if you know about that, but have you seen the Google Guarantee guys there at the top of the screen?
I have not, but I am on another Angie's List, obviously. Another company, so I'll use them for my leads.
Yeah, buying leads is going to be from a reseller, right? So if you look up power washing in Danville, you'll see, like, there's Google Guarantee at the top. You got Prime Pressure Washing up there and Cornerstone Electrical Services, who also does some window cleaning. And then if you scroll down a little bit, there's the three guys next to the map, which are Google Places guys. That's where we're talking about listing you. So you have House Washing by Timothy. You have Elite Pressure Washing and Blue Dog Power Wash of Southern New Hampshire. So.
Yep. I've seen a couple of them.
Yep. And if you scroll down a little bit further, you'll see Home Advisor and you'll see Angie's List, which are both owned by the same company. And they got Parker Brothers on there with a few other guys. And so.
Yep.
Like I said, they're putting themselves on Google to get leads. Google's not putting themselves on Home Advisor to get leads, right?
Gotcha.
Far more people are Googling. And so basically when somebody clicks on their listing, that's what they're selling to you, but it goes to a couple other guys on their list. If we sign you up and put you on the first page of Google, people can now call you directly. You don't have to pay per lead and or click or call. This one's just a flat monthly rate,
so
the customers can call you directly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So it's a one-time monthly, well, not one-time, but like it's a monthly thing. It's not per.
Yeah. You just pay once per month at the beginning of each month, or if I set you up today, it'll be on the 15th of each month. And then there's no other charges that'll pop up on you throughout the month.
All right. So let's talk pricing.
If you want to come on board with us today and we include the website for you, because I saw you didn't have a website at all, it'd be $299 month to month.
Each month is $299.
Mhm. It's $299 a month.
What I need a website with that? Okay.
No, that's with the website included, Bryce. Like we'll create one for you. We're actually gonna buy a domain name. I have a graphic design team in here who customize the site. We'll build it for you exactly how you want it to look, and then we provide hosting, and we'll have that attached to your online listings so people can use it as a reference point.
So I have background in coding, and I coded the entire website for this.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
Well, then
have
let's use that.
Domain name.
Oh, you don't have the domain. You don't own it.
So,
you mean?
I created it, but I just haven't put the HTML online yet.
Okay, so it's just not active. That's fine. I mean, we would just need that domain name though before we could use it. You know, but all we do is we hyperlink it to the Google business profile that we move up to the first page of the search results. So that way when they see that little website icon, if they click on it, it'll auto-navigate them to that domain name for them to review.
So since you aren't creating a website and designing it, would that waste any money off of it?
Well, yeah, it's just what we charge for hosting. So it'll drop it down to $249 month to month.
All right.
And then also we would build and host a Facebook business profile for you, do a biweekly posting and run some Facebook ads through it. There's also first page placement on Bing and like 60 other directories that we could submit you to as well.
So I already have the Facebook ad page, ad creating, all that I already have set up and running for the company.
Okay. Yeah. If you already have a Facebook and you're already doing Facebook ads, you don't need that. And then you already got your own website and you don't need that. Then I could actually, do it at $199 month to month. That's our wholesale on basically like just the Google advertising or Google Places placement with no other products or features. And there's a tracking system hooked up to it, obviously. So just look at access to the account dashboard, client relation management system. And you'll be able to log into that.
And I can cancel this whenever.
Yeah, you can cancel anytime. Everybody we work with is coming back on their own each month. But when we're starting a listing like yours from scratch, we would recommend that you try it at least 2 months before you like hard evaluate it as a long-term marketing solution.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I only do this in the summer.
Okay.
This is just kind of like my side business.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still go to school, so I can just waive it or just not do it for the other months of the year and just do like the 3 months in the summer.
Yeah. I mean, it's month to month, so you're not, like I said, you're not buying into anything long term. If you wanted to do a three month prepay, I could actually save you like $100. Instead of going $199 month to month, I could do it for $500 flat.
Well, since I would only need 2 months since it's already July, and I'd be probably done in September.
Yeah. I mean, you could do it like that. And the good thing is, like, even when we stop doing the advertising, you know, you still have your Google business profile, the verification, all the content and data that we've created for you. That'll stick with you. And you still have all those reviews. You don't have to go through that process ever again later. It would just be a matter of waiting for another spot to open up and reactivate it to get it back on the first page.
And how likely would that take place as a spot opening up?
The last time we had a position available within our company as a Google partner has been 11 months.
So if I were to not, or to pause it and then come back, I would not have the guaranteed possibility of...
Well, right. Right, because if we're already working with somebody, then we're not going to like take them down to put you back up there. We would just put you back on our list and wait for an opening, and we'll circle back with you when there's a spot open.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So could I give you my email and you send me all this information for me to look over like my do some calculations and see what my budget is, and then we can get back to you?
Sure. I mean, we're a Google partner, so I don't know if you know how the Google partner program works. I just kind of assumed once you said you could do coding, I'm like, okay, this guy's familiar with us and everything. But
yeah.
The Google partner program, we're not actually Google. So like a spot opens up, they'll give us the qualified candidates list. And then my reps like Tara, they just call down the list, first come, first serve. Once we fill that spot, we close out the category. So we actually won't be able to work with any other companies in the area that provide power washing or pressure washing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's not like one of those things where I could like put it on a hold and then follow up. And, you know, a lot of times guys are like, oh, I want to think about it. And we're just like, okay, you know, move on and get the next call. You got to fill it because... I mean, you're in sales if you're a business owner. You know, imagine you go out,
yeah,
you bid somebody on like some tag removal, and they're like, "I want to think about it." You're like, "What the heck?"
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, he's not gonna think about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, we do send everything in writing. Like we have a subscription terms where everything's documented that we do for you. So, you know, it'll have everything outlined in black and white. It'll have the pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy that it's month to month. You can cancel at any time. There's no early termination fees or anything like that.
Okay. So if I pay the $199 for this month, how would you get all of my code and all that to the website? Would I just send it over to you via email or what?
Yeah, well, if you already have or you don't have a domain, then we'll have to get a domain for
No,
you.
No, I do not.
And then you got to put it on there. So we'll get a domain for you, and then you can have you add it. I have a buddy, Steve, on the back end. He's actually a close friend of mine. He works downstairs and they have like a team of about 15 graphic designers in there. So I'll have Steve like get a domain name for you. And then, if you need help, you know, he can get in there and we could get that design that you developed, make sure it's showing up on the site.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of a tough decision right now.
Why is that?
On the spot. Money right now.
Gotcha.
Figure that out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're gonna want to get on Google. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just did that? That's like a new listing?
Yeah, we probably did that a week ago. So.
Oh, geez. Yeah. And what do they charge? Yeah. Like 300 or 750? I've heard crazy numbers. They're all over the place.
Yeah, for us, it was 300, and then it's about 100 bucks a lead, maybe a little less.
What? Why are the leads so expensive for you guys? Are you just targeting, like,
commercial?
Oh, could be up to 100?
Bigger.
Okay.
Commercial. Yeah. So yeah. It ranges from there.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a little crazy, though, because, I mean, by the time you get two leads, you basically would spend what this would cost you for the whole month.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
You get a, and that's all just them reselling those leads, you know? If you don't have that middleman in there charging per lead and just let people call you directly, you see a lot better results. I mean, they're already Googling for power washing and pressure washing. They don't need to talk to us and then have us send it to you. They should just call you directly, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Would you do it for $175?
I couldn't. Honestly, you're killing me. I'm gonna turn this in at $199 and they're gonna look at me like, what the hell?
Yeah,
seriously.
Sure. Okay.
You'd be like, you're supposed to sell them. He sold you.
That's the goal, right?
Yeah. They're like, this is bare bones, you know? And like, basically what I would do right now though, Bryce, like if you want to give it a shot, you know, the $199 is the lowest I could go, but I'll send you your Google verification right now. I'll schedule a client interview for you right now. We start working on everything right away. I'll put in the request to have them purchase the domain. So we could have a client interview done today and have that domain. And then depending on how fast you send the information over for the site and the Google business form, we can get it up and running pretty quickly. You'll start seeing some results here.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's do that.
All right. So I'm going to create the Google business profile. Your last name's Parker, like the business name?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And you're authorized to do this, right? I know it's Parker Brothers. I'm not going to get a big brother, little brother calling
you. No,
me
you
up.
Will not.
Okay.
No, you'll leave.
All right. What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
It's ParkerBrothersPowerWashing@gmail.com.
ParkerBrothersPowerWashing@gmail.com. Okay. And is this phone number the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's the business street address where I could send the Google PIN verification letter?
35 Winesap Drive. Winesap, two words.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
Winesap, yeah.
That drive. Got it, Danville. 03819?
Yep.
It's weird because it came up all one word, Winesap Drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Weird.
Okay. Update. All right, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Do 8 to 5.
8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Do you work the weekends too?
I'm going to hold off on the weekends.
Okay, Saturday and Sunday closed. All right, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customer?
Not credit card. To do... Venmo.
Okay. Venmo, Zelle, Cash App.
Yeah, exactly.
Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Okay. PayPal.
No PayPal.
Okay, no PayPal. Save. All right, got it. So I got your business profile created. We want to schedule a client interview just to customize the campaign. So in the client interview, they'll go over your keywords. We'll get that domain name purchased, and then they'll go over your service area that you want to target. So that way it's geo-targeted. We're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. And then they'll ask you some questions like your mission statement, company logo or slogan, things like that. If you have a logo, they'll ask you to send it in as well. What would be the best time to do the client interview though?
Say 12 o'clock.
Okay, that's pretty soon. I can get you into it though. That works. I just gotta notate the credit out of this thing. And it's gonna be a separate representative that's gonna contact you and walk you through it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And this is the best number for them to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay. Bryce. And I assume you just spell your name B-R-Y-C-E, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. I have a cousin named Bryce, too, but I just automatically typed it in without thinking about it.
That's correct.
Like there's some people out there with B-R-I, you know.
Yeah, those are weirdos.
Hey, you got it. All right. All right, we're good. So I got the client interview scheduled between 12 and 1. And then let me go ahead and secure this position for you and get you this Google verification form. How did you want to secure your first month's payment of the
$199? I'll do card.
Okay. Yeah, is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
You can get my name.
Okay.
So this is payment.
Does it also
just
have
do one month for now?
Oh yeah, it's month to month, so it's going to be set up to auto process each month. I'm not manually like running your card information. It's in a merchant processing, and then it says in our service agreement you can cancel anytime. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. Just let us know before the next billing's due. And we always recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up with our services, even though it is month to month.
Okay.
But it does have the business name on it, right? The card?
Yeah, the card does.
Okay. I like to put that on there.
On me at the moment.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. So I'll call my partner. I can text my partner and see if you can just send me a picture of the card.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And then the reason I'm saying I want to put the business name on it so that way you guys can write it off as a business expense at the end of the year when you do your taxes. You just get it back that way too. Then I'm assuming the billing address is probably the same as the street address that they were PIN verifying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm ready when he's ready then.
Might be a little bit.
Yeah, that's fine. Honestly, it's kind of nice because otherwise I just take calls back to back until it's done. And I actually got to put a bunch of notes in here anyway, so I'll do that while we wait for him. Because the client interview.
Put you on hold.
Yeah, that's fine. I got to notate the account anyway because the client interview is in like an hour and 15 minutes, so that works.
All right, I'll put you.
And he hung up. Fucking D-bag. Fucking little kids, dude.